This one's for you, Hugh.
No, I'm definitely not surfing.
Come on now.
Nah, I'm not a water guy. I mean,
you'll get in the tub though.
Yeah, I get definitely get in the tub.
Do you fit in tubs?
I haven't been in a tub in a long ass time. They got to be a big ass tub.
I was gonna say
not the conventional tub. I'm not getting my big ass in that conventional.
There it. I mean, radio is theater of the mind, so there's your image of the day. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, well, Joe Giglio.
Hugh wouldn't be the only bather at WIP.
No, well, that's
Joe, the camera.
Yeah, yeah, the camera loves a good bath.
Yeah, he's a little different, though.
Yeah, well, well, Joe is different. There's
some
no
would say that about
Joe.
You.
Yeah, yeah, but Joe's different, different.
I think you're pretty different, too, pal.
Yeah, I'm not bidet different, though.
Well, not many are in America.
I don't need water squirted up in my glutes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't need that.
Nice.
I don't need that. I'm the old school way. Just the old, you know, Charmin type.
Over-reliable,
would you,
huh?
Would you like to be more descriptive? Or?
I think I did a pretty good job. I'm here for all week. Been here all week.
And this is what the audience came for.
And maybe not next week.
Hey, listen, I'm at that point. I'm just trying to make it to August.
Little bidet talk here on the Midday Show. Okay. So, Hugh, it's always fun as Hugh spills or my chips everywhere, my potato.
I didn't do that. The wind did.
Okay. It's always fun when we can have fun at someone else's expense, right?
Always.
And this year, so far, it's been the New York Mets that you can kind of look at and laugh. They're having the worst season in the division.
Especially since they took Bichette from us.
Yes. I think they've been, along with the Red Sox, the most disappointing team relative to expectations in all of baseball. And yesterday, Hugh, they may have had the worst day of any team in the sport this season. They had a doubleheader at home against the Cubs. Mm-hmm. They lost both games, 10-3, 10-5. They gave up 20 runs at home in the same day, lost both games. There was also a clip during the first game, Hugh. Now, we're not going to have audio of this, but I just wanted you to picture this. There was a large group, and I mean large, like taking up an entire section of Norwegian soccer fans. I'm imagining people from Norway have come here for the World Cup,
yeah,
right?
Hanging out.
So they decided to go to a baseball game, right? Hundreds. And they're having their own good time, just like oblivious to what's happening on the field, because they don't really have any rooting interest, right? They're just at the game. So the Mets are stumbling around on the field, and they're doing this dance out in the outfield, basically like it looked like they were cheering for the Mets struggling, even though the game was at Citi Field. So there was that. Then you go into the actual games, and they got blown out twice. Their fans, they let Pete Alonso go in the offseason to sign all these other players. Hasn't worked. Listen to the crowd last night at Citi Field basically mocking the team for letting Pete Alonso go.
I knew it was going to Pete Alonso.
Yep.
That's a lot.
Could you imagine being the owner or the GM hearing that?
Yeah, and probably a little sensitive to the fact that you let the guy go and, you know, fans are doing all that. Yeah, that's a tough night.
Mocking you. Well, then we get to the nightcap. That was earlier. But now let's get to the nightcap in which they made 6 infield errors. I'm going to repeat that. 6 infield errors in a Major League Baseball game. Let's hear a little snippet on the SNY broadcast as they tried to explain what was going on.
They are at a loss for words.
The depths of despair.
Yeah,
so
and the fact
good.
That you're sitting there and you work for the program and you're trying to – you got to keep it a bean. You
can't
keep it
lie
real.
To the audience, right? Yeah, that's
but
like
you
ridiculous.
See what you see and you're trying not to be heavy-handed about your assessment. That's the best you can do. Can't nobody be mad about that. That's the absolute best
6
you can do.
6 errors? Yeah, could you imagine our reaction? The Phillies made 6 errors in the infield in one game?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Oh, my God. That team is pitiful. They are.
You know, it's weird because I know they signed Bichette. They got Luis Robert. But like when we were playing them, and maybe it's because Lindor was out.
Yeah, and he is back now.
I guess I looked at them and I was like, who thought this was going to be a good team?
They did. Yeah. I mean, it's just Soto.
Weird.
It's a really weird.
I don't know why they got any amount of hype going into the season at all.
I guess people thought. I guess I was part of this change. They just made change. They would make them better. They made them worse. They got worse. I mean, they're terrible. They are the worst team in this division.
But I think, and part of it is when you're on the outside looking in, like the position we're in, you saw them doing something off.
Right, they got Bichette.
Yeah,
right.
they went out and they
Robert,
did something,
yeah.
And we didn't do anything, so yeah. There's a little bit of envy.
Well, I threw the towel in on the season when that happened. So.
Yeah. You did. One more quick one, then we'll bring on a guest to tell us all about what's happening here at the Beer Bowl. Can we hear their manager, Carlos Mendoza? That had to be a tough spot after 6 errors. Here's Mendoza last night. Got to be tough for him to show back up to work today, Hugh.
But you got to.
I guess. So, I mean,
it was tough coming to work Monday.
And you showed up.
You had 2 days off.
It was like,
you did have 2 days off.
But still, it still was tough because you didn't know what that day was going to bring. You was like, hey, don't know what the day is going to be
like.
You know
what?
But you for the best.
At least you got a win on Monday. Hey, he's probably going to lose again.
I'm hoping for the best. You got to hope for the best.
We're here.
Yeah, we are here. We are here in Seattle. And joining us right now is Ryan Hammond from the Eagles Autism Foundation. Ryan, how are you?
Ryan.
I mean, I'm a little tired, but running on adrenaline, this has been an incredible, like, 36 hours.
Yeah.
A fundraising, but we're so happy you're here with us.
We're happy
always
to be
happy
here.
To be here. Always.
The event seems to just get more, like, I was outrageous.
Outrageous. Yeah.
I mean, the cheese balls. Ross Tucker told us all about it.
I know, here's the thing. We're dealing with Jason Kelce, and he's an incredible athlete. He's a scholar, and he's very imaginative.
Yes.
And so what I've learned in this role is when you work with Jason and you let him dream and then you make them come true, he'll do more things.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we're at. That's how this event has evolved. And the fact that, you know, we started that first year, we raised like $50,000. Now we're doing a day and a half of events, and we're going to surpass $1 million raised.
That is crazy.
It's unreal.
It is.
The magnitude of $1 million raised and every single dollar being invested in autism research and care, it's incredible.
Well, you know, imaginative, outrageous. You know what it does? It makes it fun for these guys.
Everyone
we talk to, like, because there are a million golf tournaments, you know, that people have, and that raises money. But this is different. It's like a cool summer thing, and I think they're all into it. Like when Bo Allen was telling us about the beer aquarium, like they're into it because it's different.
I think 32 kegs of beer they just
that is phenomenal. That was phenomenal.
It was a great effort by everyone to raise money for the community. We're so proud. Well, even like Jason, when he was like, "I'm thinking about something by land and sea," and here we are at a yacht club.
Yep.
And we have an inflatable, you know, obstacle course and boats everywhere, and then we're, you know, going to be doing our indoor games, and it's been amazing to see this evolve and just the passion of our fans, but then the competitive nature of seeing them compete for this $50,000 prize. It's unreal. Although I did have a couple of them that are like, if I win, I'm going to donate some money to you. And I'm like, perfect. You're who I'm cheering for.
You're rooting for them.
Yeah.
We also heard Jason when he was on the mic trying to get Hugh Douglas to maybe participate. Maybe next year, we're saying. Maybe next year.
Right, I'll tell you this. Listen.
Hugh, the cheese ball pool is still assembled.
See, Ron, listen. I've been making, like, this in my hand. These are fidget toys.
Yes, I'm very aware. Very sensory friendly. I'm
yes,
proud of you.
And that's what I was saying because it's called stimming.
I do it
because
it's
stimming. So if you want me to contribute, I'm not jumping in water.
Okay.
But I've made a ton of these, and I've gotten on Kyle's nerve with most of them.
Well, he does it on the air.
All right, let's dream together, Hugh.
Yes,
what would be your ideal scenario to raise money?
I have like two boxes of fidget toys.
Okay.
That I've made with my 3D printer.
Okay.
You can have all of them.
Okay, there we go.
Do with them what you want.
So we'll give your fidgets away at our All Abilities Football Clinic.
Yes, you can do that. I got the fidget toys.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to get in the water. Perfect.
I don't. I'm not getting. I love this. I love the fact that you have so many people coming out.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm, what is it called? The thalassophobic. I'm thalassophobic.
Scared of murky water.
Murky water.
Murky water.
Yeah,
okay.
So I'm not getting it. But I can contribute in other ways.
So we do an All Ability STEM clinic, and so that's how we got to be introduced to the Orlovsky family. So I don't know if you saw Dan Orlovsky and his wife, Tiffany, or here. And their son, Madden, is on the spectrum and has been amazing sharing his story and his superpowers. So they came from Connecticut to Philadelphia to participate in the Eagles Autism All Abilities Clinic for STEM.
Uh-huh.
And we have a 3D printer there, and we make fidgets. So maybe that's something
Listen,
you can attend.
Ryan, because I was asked, because I made so many of them. Somebody asked me, and I said, because I just like, you know what I mean? I like the colors, and so it's like whatever.
Right.
But, yeah, I have a ton of them. I'll be more than happy to give them to you. I just make them and just...
I mean, I just love that you have that you're resource friendly and you can create accommodations to let Hugh, you know, be himself.
Yeah. See, Joe, you see this one I made? You don't even like these.
I do like that. It's not true.
I am very impressed. For those
he really makes cool ones.
For those listening, you really should put a photo up of these fidgets.
Oh, I do. Yeah, just look at my Instagram. I do.
No, we appreciate it. Just people can hear it on the air.
No, Kyle's like, could you stop, please? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm stimming.
It's okay.
People expect it from this show. Yeah, they expect. The other cool thing is the response. I saw the videos and photos from Ocean Drive yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. I have to shout out Alona Mar. Oh, my gosh. Like, who knew that she would, like, take over the event? We had USA chants.
Wow.
Someone donated $3,300 for her to remove her shirt and sign it. Now, she still had her sports bra
sure,
on,
sure.
okay?
Yeah.
PG, guys.
Yeah.
But she, $3,300 donation for her to take off her celebrity bartending shirt and sign it for this person, and they swipe their card to donate.
That is
like,
awesome.
Is that? And she's like, who are these people? Yeah. I'm like, Philadelphia. They're Eagles fans.
Special kind of special.
They
kind
are.
Of
they're special.
Special
kind of Dan Orlovsky, when he sat down with us, because he came from Connecticut, right? He
yes.
didn't play for the Eagles, but we, you know, everyone knows him from ESPN. He said
right.
someone donated $500 for him to take a selfie. He's like, I would have done it for free. And
he
kind of felt that. The
Jason
love that's
drank
here.
Out of someone's prosthetic leg after he signed it. That happened.
That sounds like a Jason Kelce.
That's an all-timer right there.
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. So, I mean, the stories are countless. The player's enthusiasm really is unbelievable. And that's what it is, right? For me, when I get to stand in front of a room with our players, it's really like giving back shouldn't feel hard. And so if you can create these opportunities where they can enjoy themselves and know that it's making a difference and having a really cool way to connect with our fans,
yep.
I think that's what kind of makes Philadelphia so special. And I have did you see Sydney Brown is here?
Yes.
We heard he was here. Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Like, I reached out to Sydney and I was like, you know, we'd love to have you back. And he's like, well, if I'm invited, I'm coming. And, you know, like, that's what this has been about,
yeah.
this community, the players' enthusiasm. And, like, to be honest, Jason started it all, so it's not a surprise. Here we are with him, like, year six, and now raising, you know, for the second year, $1 million.
It's incredible. We're so happy to be here. Congratulations on all the success, and I'm sure we'll see you a couple months for Eagles Radiothon.
There we go. It's a total team effort.
Yep.
You know, shout out to the Eagles autism team, and we had volunteers across the organization raise their hands, so that's how we get it done, and we couldn't do it also without partners like you. So thanks to our friends at Odyssey and you guys all being here.
You got it. Thank you. There she goes,
thank
Ryan
you.
Hammond.
All right, go Birds.
Go Birds from the Eagles Autism Foundation. All right, 215-592-9490. Let's grab Barbara, and then we'll check in with you people. Barbara actually said her son is in the beer ball. All right, Barbara in Doylestown. Barbara, how are you?
Hi, great. Thank you for letting me go on. I love your show. My first time watching it, first time hearing it. I'm learning so much about sports, stuff I never could imagine I would learn. So thanks a lot for that. You guys realize that are great. My
son, I tuned in
at 11 because my son, Dan Lyons, and his friend, Reed Brown are competing. They're the parrot head groups. And,
I think I saw one of them
well.
Running around here, the parrot heads. I saw a parrot head running around here, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I hear they're doing well. I'm getting bits and pieces from friends who are there and some videos. But I was wondering if you're going to show any of the big things that are happening around too. Would love to see it on your channel. What do you think?
So we'll do the best we can. I know
probably not.
Well, so probably not like on our show, but there's
that's
people.
Not very nice.
Well,
that's the truth.
Hugh,
I mean, you want me to lie to you?
No, but
I mean,
you can let her down easier.
No, but I'm not in the business of lying. I ain't gonna lie. No, we probably won't do it.
See, that's why she likes the show. Yeah. You don't
no,
lie.
I'm saying I'm being honest. We're not gonna be here, so it's. And Tuck's packing up, so it's probably not going to happen.
We do have some social media videos and photos.
See, that's
up,
why
so
you
maybe,
got up for that $1,000. That's why Buddy hitting you up for $1,000.
Maybe,
see,
Barbara, they'll end
nice.
Up there. Barbara, we appreciate you, and thanks so much for listening to the show. This has nothing to do with Richard. Richard and Lance.
Well,
Richard. It might.
No,
it does.
No.
Joe, you're nice. You're too nice.
I think there's a tie.
That's why you need African-American friends.
That's
man,
exactly
I'm
right.
I'm going to keep it a bean.
That's why
we're
you're here.
That's why, because you sat there. And you tried to sugarcoat the fact that we leaving at 2.
No, hold on.
We gone.
But she asked a question that there could
be. We out of here.
Ava's been here taking photos and videos all day.
Yeah.
How do I know she doesn't have a video of what she's asking for?
Well,
I don't know that.
She asked specifically if we're gonna show it.
That's a way of showing.
And it's not going to be shown.
Okay.
We're not showing.
I said not us, but maybe on the social channel.
No, we're not doing it.
Maybe.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
Barbara,
to, you
don't
know.
Listen to Hugh.
Love you, Barbara, and thank you for tuning in, but I couldn't lie to you.
Okay,
no,
also,
we leave.
Just because Richard asked for the grand doesn't mean I'm giving Richard the grand.
No, but you gave him hope.
You know what? Hope's okay.
No, it's not.
Not
when you're not
you know
going to do it.
You gave people hope for months that A.J. Brown was going to be on the team next year.
How we turn this back on me?
Well, I'm just.
Because
just,
you're a hypocrite.
Just, yeah.
I'm not a hypocrite.
Well,
because
a
that's
hypocrite.
What I that was what I believed.
Right,
you
sure.
gave Richard hope that you're going to give him $1,000
no,
knowing
no.
damn well.
All I did was
you ain't going to be allowed to give it to him.
I just bought the man a cheesesteak. How that we got to paying off his
forced.
Motorcycle. I wasn't forced.
Joe.
All right, he ordered a cheesesteak and then was going to leave.
And strong arm
did.
Yes.
Yep. Like, Richard, we love you.
Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that to McGurk.
Richard,
leave
Richard,
them
Richard, we
with
love
the guy's
you.
Empty tabs.
But let's call it for what it was.
Out of all people, Richard.
He ordered the cheesesteak first, Kyle, and then said, hey, Joe, could you pay for this?
It's a great move.
And Joe,
I might
Joe,
try that.
Joe being Joe Giglio, a good guy. Like, Joe, I tell you this all the time, and I mean it with every fiber of my being.
Yeah.
You are a nice guy. And you go above and beyond. He knew who to ask.
Richard Cheesesteak.
Yeah, he knew who to ask because he didn't ask me.
Well, because he knows very, you, you would have said, I don't have it.
He knew not to ask.
Like, I'd have been like, no, yeah. I'm not doing that. Yeah. You are, we balance each other well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I would have just told Richard no, because, you know, but you gave Richard hope. You know what? Damn well you ain't about to give him a thousand.
And I'm not giving him a thousand.
You give an inch, he tries to take a mile.
That is exactly what is happening. We love you, Richard. All right, can we hear from you people, see what they're up to today?
So I love when I get to see new developments in the You People chat.
Ooh, okay.
And this one is an interesting one. Maybe not the best development, but we now have people making imposter accounts, not for us, but for regular You Peoplers. Like,
so it's like if Bob's in there, we have a fake Bob.
We have a regular YouTube chatter. His name is A. Wyatt.
Oh, I've seen him.
Super nice, say hi super nice fella.
Yep.
But there was an imposter, A. Wyatt, in the chat, and he was in there saying crazy stuff as him. He used his picture. And his name with one extra T and everything. It's like how people did the Ed Orn Schefter on Twitter to trick you.
Yeah, I wonder how regular people feel, because people do that to us. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of fake news out there.
You got to be flattered. Yeah.
So he should be flattered, because he got impostered. But, I mean, that's a thing that's going on. So we'll keep an eye
on
that.
That's a lot.
Yep. Well, the Phils did it again, and Hugh was going in the bay.
I'm not going in the bay.
Well, somebody was excited, so you're letting somebody down.
I'm not going in the water. Yeah. I'm not going in the water.
That was one of the first comments we got when the show started.
Definitely not going.
They're waiting.
Somebody was waiting. Hugh looks like he'd rip a mean cannonball. I agree. I totally agree.
Definitely.
I think you would do damage with a cannonball.
When was the last time I went through
ballpark your last cannonball?
Probably in the 80s.
In the 80s?
Joe, I don't fool around in the water, man.
You haven't done a cannonball.
You do go in the pool. You told us that.
I've been in the pool, but.
Yeah, cannonball.
Probably early 2000s when I've been in the pool.
Wow.
I've been in the pool in a while. No. I've been in the pool when Harper was learning how to swim.
Okay.
I went in the water with him.
Did you do a cannonball?
No, he was like one. He was like one. No,
yeah, you got to teach him early.
He's like one. He was
almost
one.
You know what I think? WIP should have a cannonball contest.
We should.
Yeah, I would love a cannonball contest.
You know what? That was the last time I went in the water. I went in the water with Harper.
So this.
You can't do a cannonball in a tub.
Scout camp that my son has gone to in the last 3-4 years, they have this huge Olympic-sized pool with this gigantic diving board.
Uh-huh.
We just do cannonballs.
Uh-uh.
Cannonballs.
No.
Awesome.
No.
All right. Check 1-2. Check 1-2. There's a guy doing that in the chat for the entire show.
Dog.
I like that.
Buddy.
That man knows
the bit. How many mic – like, seriously, and I asked the question. How many mic checks do you need before the mic is
He's terrified the mic battery's going to go dead. That's the only explanation.
Well, he's draining it.
Well, that's true.
All the mic checks are draining the mic battery.
Yeah, he's not thinking.
Right. Joe, that hat makes you look young. But you are young, though.
Yeah, you're
38?
39.
That's okay.
That's not old.
I'm pushing up against that four is about to be the first number there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not young, but I'm not old. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't born in the 70s.
I don't think you need something to make you look young.
Like,
Hugh's got the salt and pepper in his beard. Like, yeah. if he dyed it all black, then that would make you look young.
Right.
That would make me look weird. It would make you look weird.
Plus, you wouldn't do it all the time. You know, some days gray, some days not.
No, you know, it would be weird if I just came all of a sudden just came to work yesterday with a full black beard. It'd be like, hey, nothing to see here.
You're not fooling anybody, pal.
I'm gonna do what Jason Whitlock did. I'm just gonna come to work one day with hair.
Yep,
that's what he did.
Maybe
he
stop there with the Whitlock thing.
Yeah, he just came to work with
right
hair.
There.
Yeah.
You should do that and
act like ain't nothing.
You don't know what anyone's talking about. Like, what are you talking about? It's always been black.
Isn't that the weirdest thing? I have someone I know who did that. Like, just got hair, and I'm like, wait, wasn't that guy
bald? It looked at you straight in the face. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I said, yeah. I've always had it.
I was like, we see that guy all the time. Where does hair come from?
What do you mean? Yep. Even when Joe's positive, he pisses me off.
See, that's
maybe Joe just pisses me off.
That's a you problem.
Yeah, it is.
It's not my take. That's a you problem.
I think 150 is officially cursed. And you guys may need to just re-air old programming for a segment.
We
need to do best of WIP around that time.
Yeah.
It's just not been good.
It's not been our moment. No.
Yep. I missed it. Did Hugh do it again?
Do what? What did I do?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What happened?
Actually, this time it was Bryce Huff that did it.
I didn't do it.
We allowed it.
It's the Eagles' defensive ends, man.
Yeah, what's wrong with you guys?
I don't know, man. It's the witching hour. I told you it's the witching hour.
It is the witching hour.
What do they call it? Mercury retrograde? Or something that's going on?
Yeah.
With the,
we'll blame that.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, sure.
That's not about right.
I got one more. I'm sorry. Did you say you grew up a big fan of Ronald McDonald?
Yes, I did.
Yes,
I did.
Did you mean, when you mean that, did you mean like the character or McDonald's, the food?
The character.
It's so funny, man. Why?
Hey,
what does that mean? Like a big fan? Like you had figurines? Like you had posters?
Ronald McDonald was that dude back in the day.
Got his jersey.
Yeah. Hey, Ronald. Hey.
You can have your autograph on my poster.
Do you know, like the McDonald, like the old school McDonald's? There's only a few. Old school McDonald's left in the country.
Yeah, yeah.
Like with the golden arches.
Yeah, yeah.
There's only a few of them. Like, so I think it's the original one, and maybe two others. But they don't have original Ronald McDonald's anymore. They're all kind of like cookie cutter buildings now.
It's just like it's one of the funniest things that I've heard somebody say they were a fan of growing up.
What type of childhood did you have? What the hell wrong with you? Mask. Yeah, I'm a fan of Ronald McDonald's.
As you hear, I grew up a big fan of. Usually, it's followed by an athlete.
Dan Marino.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like I grew up a big fan of Ronald McDonald.
Hey, you know what? I do like the fact that you people are paying attention.
They are. No, they. Because that was a very tiny portion of the show. Like, we had like a 2.5 minute talk about clowns for some reason, and then that came up, and then it ended.
I like the fact that they're paying attention.
Well, we appreciate them. All right, we appreciate everyone from Team 62 having us out here today. Eagles Autism Foundation, if you couldn't make it out yesterday or today, but you want to donate, Eagles Autism Foundation, it's on our social media page on WIP. You can go there, click the link, and donate to a great cause. Thanks to them for having us out. Afternoon show, they're coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Back in the studio on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.